Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Rarely have I seen two movies by the same director released simultaneously, but that's what's happening right now. Richard Linklater, known for classics like Dazed and Confused, Boyhood, and Before Sunrise, is releasing two pictures. Blue Moon is a theatrical-style drama about the night when Rodgers and Hart were replaced by Rodgers and Hammerstein as the ruling musical pair of Broadway. Stars Ethan Hawke, Andrew Scott, and Margaret Qualley. And Nouvelle Vague is a tribute to the French New Wave, in particular the filming of Jean-Luc Godard's seminal film Breathless, or Bout de Souffle, in 1960. It stars Guillaume Marbeck as Godard, Adrien Royard as Truffaut, and Zoe Deutsch as Jean Seberg. It's in black and white and in French. Together, they make a perfect double feature. But it's Halloween, so this week I'm looking at two first-time features, a couple of Halloween-y movies to watch at home this weekend. There's a seamstress who witnesses a crime, and a zoologist who thinks she's seen a mythical beast. So Torn, co-written and directed by Freddie McDonald. Barbara, played by Eve Connolly, is depressed. Up till now, she's led a simple life. She lives in a remote village in the Swiss Alps, a land of schnitzels and yodels, and sleeps above her mom's little sewing shop. Barbara lives a cartoonish life, carrying a flip phone and driving a tiny blue putt-putt car with a giant spool of thread and needle mounted on the back. She calls herself the traveling seamstress and makes house calls, even for the tiniest job. Problem is, her mom died recently and she doesn't know what to do now. Her work and her life seem meaningless without her mother's guidance. Though technically a grown-up, she still feels and acts like a child. But life goes on. Today's appointment, sewing a single button onto a white wedding dress worn by a strident middle-aged woman on her way to the wedding ceremony, played by Caroline Goodall. But on the road, she interrupts a shocking accident involving two armed criminals. Both men, a young guy, played by Callum Worthy, and an older motorcyclist, lie bleeding on the tarmac, surrounded by plastic packages of white powder and a suitcase full of Swiss francs. A drug deal gone wrong. But the criminals are strangers, and with all that money up for grabs, should she commit a perfect crime? Or call the police, or just drive away like it never happened? Each choice carries potential pitfalls. And what she doesn't realize is the crime boss behind the whole operation, played by John Lynch, is cruel, ruthless, and headed her way. Which path should Barbara take, and how will it change her future? So Torn is an ingenious crime thriller about a clever seamstress confronting dangerous killers. It's also a mother-daughter, father-son coming-of-age story with each of the young ones following or confronting their parents' legacies. The story is told and retold as Barbara experiences her various choices. The characters are cute, and the scenery appropriately incongruous. What's really great are the intricate Rube Goldberg devices that Barbara creates to fight off the criminals. All her schemes involve spools of thread, sharp needles, and the ubiquitous sewing machines, adding still more surprises to this delightfully violent crime thriller. So Torn is so good. Cryptic, directed by Courtney Roy. Kay Hall, played by Chloe Peary, is a tall, gaunt woman with lanky hair and an intense gaze. She's part of an afternoon hiking club walking through the hills and mountains of southern BC. Their tour guide tells them they're in an area teeming with mythical creatures, the Ogopogos, the Sasquatches, the Wendigos. In fact, a woman named Barbara Valentine disappeared just a few years ago, so it's important they all stick together. Hearing this, Kay promptly veers away from the group into a nearby ravine in the hopes of catching a photo of the local monster. You see, she's a veterinarian, but also a cryptozoologist in search of the unknown. And then she sees him on a nearby hill, tall, hairy, stinky, and dangerous, and headed her way. She wakes up dazed and confused, covered with a viscous white fluid, and no idea who she is. She has to use her driver's license to find her name, her car, and her way back home. And she's haunted by sexually violent visions of her encounter with the creature. The next day, she sets out on a journey through southwestern BC in search of the beast by tracing the steps of the missing Barbara Valentine. She follows the schools through rustic motels, sleazy roadhouses, and trailer parks teeming with drug-fueled swinger parties. And as she gets closer to finding out the truth, she discovers her own crucial role in all this. What dangerous secrets will her search reveal? Who is she, and what is her attraction to the cryptic beast? Cryptic is a low-budget monster horror body horror flick set in rural BC about a woman's memory, identity, and sexual attraction. There's a fair amount of nudity, pervy sex, and gory violence within a haze of alcohol and cannabis smoke. The story's okay, occasionally verging on the ridiculous, but it really takes off with all the strange characters, mainly women, she meets along the way. Like a faded glamour star running a motel, a die-hard monster hunter dressed like the beast, a barfly with crucial info, and a woman who claims to have had carnal relations with the monster. Chloe Peary is great as Kay, wavering between naive and brazen whenever her eyes glow green. Kamantha Naidu is tough but sympathetic. Also notable are Pam Kearns, Jennifer Copping, and Patty Allen. I also like the softly threatening and surreal feel of much of the film. Though far from perfect, Cryptic still has lots of unexpected images to look at on a Halloween night. So Torn is now streaming on Shudder, while Cryptic is available on Hollywood Suite. And the two Linklater movies, Blue Moon and Nouvelle Vague, are both playing theatrically at the Lightbox in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.